would for the personal accounts of individuals not so different from themselves? By excluding the human factor, aren't we risking the kind of personal detachment from a history that may, heaven forbid, lead us one day to repeat it? And in the end, isn't the human factor the only true difference between us and the enemy we now refer to as the living dead? I presented this argument, perhaps less professionally than was appropriate, to my boss, who, after my final exclamation of, "We can't let these stories die," responded immediately with, "Then don't. Write a book. You've still got all your notes and the legal freedom to use them. Who's stopping you from keeping these stories alive in the pages of your own, expletive deleted, book?" Some critics will, no doubt, take issue with the concept of a personal history book so soon after the end of worldwide hostilities. After all, it has been only 12 years since VA Day was declared in the continental United States, and barely a decade since the last major world power celebrated its deliverance on Victory in China Day. Given that most people consider VC Day to be the official end, then how can we have real perspective when, in the words of a UN colleague,